Why there is bipartisan support in Congress for more tech regulation. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams, in for Molly Wood. All this week, we're talking about what regulation of the tech industry could look like. One area lawmakers are examining is how companies manage online content, including whether Section 230, which shields platforms from liability for what users post, needs another look. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa has been outspoken on this issue. We sat down for an interview at the U.S. Capitol just before a warning came through a speaker calling senators to the chamber for a vote. Grassley says his constituents often complain to him about censorship on social media platforms, and I asked him what Congress should do about it.
Before I answer your question, I think I'd like to give you the observation that I think that there happens to be a bipartisan agreement that, quote unquote, something needs to be done, but there's also a bipartisan opposition that things aren't this bad, we shouldn't do it, and we might screw things up. So if your question to me is, what can Congress do? There's a lot of things we can do if there's a will to do it, but right now I see things pretty evenly divided.
You were one of the few people still working in the Senate who actually signed the original piece of tech legislation more than 25 years ago, the Communications Decency Act, which included that infamous Section 230. How do you think that law still holds up today?
The purpose has served a very good purpose. And that purpose is new ideas in 1996. Mm-hmm. and new instruments of communication. And that they needed some protection because we thought they were so good. And we're talking about before the words Google, Facebook, Twitter were ever known. Those weren't words then, to help them get started. Now that they have become to the monopolistic point of view and control that they have and influence they have, it seems to me it's time to either do away with 230 or to modify.
How would you like to see it modified?
I think I'd rather see it done away with.
Why do you think it just needs to be completely done away with?
The reason it was put in place in the first place to protect new instruments getting started is not applicable to these big platforms we have now. Now, somebody would say to you, well, we've got some little startups that need that protection. So then I said, I'd rather do away with it than modify it. But one of the ways of modifying it would be to make exceptions for smaller organizations.
If we completely do away with Section 230 and tech companies do have to be liable for what people say on their platform, wouldn't that just increase censorship by these tech companies?
We've been warned of that, but I know how bad censorship is now, and I don't want to make it worse.
How would removing 230 make it better? Or would it?
Well, from the standpoint of censorship, these people, the various groups that are involved, there's actually a feeling that they serve a public utility purpose and they ought to be regulated that way. I don't particularly take that point of view, but that's one answer to your question.
What view do you take?
What do I think?
Yeah, I'm
I think it's going to lead to some compromise rather than repeals.
Okay. I'd like to talk about another one of your bills that you filed this summer, the TEAM Act, Tougher Enforcement Against Monopolies, which would remove all the antitrust enforcement to the Department of Justice away from the FTC and FCC. Why do you think it's necessary to move that enforcement?
I have seen, although it hasn't been a big problem, but too often DOJ negotiating with FTC, what should we do and what you should do, or sometimes not being able to settle it, and then actually both taking action, or maybe nobody taking action. I think that sort of competition among government agencies is not legitimate and it's a waste of taxpayers' money. So that's the reason why you would give DOJ more of the antitrust provisions.
Would that come with more funding for the Department of Justice?
Yes. More for the Department of Justice, but don't forget there's another Klobuchar-Grassley bill that has passed the Senate.
The merger fees.
And is in the House that gives them more funding by charging some mergers that are big more and then reducing the costs for mergers that are smaller companies.
You were talking about your reputation earlier. You also have quite a reputation for being an active user of social media. Congratulations on your new great-granddaughter, by the way.
Oh, you keep track. You're very up-to-date. Did you get the second one today? No, we announced one today.
Yes, I know. I saw the photo. Okay. Yeah, it was very cute.
I think that's the 15th one.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, you are a very active user of social media, which kind of turns some of these ageist stereotypes about who and how people use social media on its head. What do you think it means to have somebody like you in front of pushing for tech regulation?
Well, I hope I give credibility to it because I use it. I hope I give credibility to the arguments where I think it's abused. I hope I give credibility to the arguments where it's very useful because for me, as a political leader, it gives me an opportunity to put issues out there that maybe wouldn't otherwise get discussed as much, because I think my job isn't just to listen to people, my constituents. My job is also to maybe promote discussions of issues. And in a democracy, you can't have too much promotion of issues. And that's kind of what I use Twitter for.
Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. Tomorrow, we'll talk about what tech regulation looks like right now with the new director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Rohit Chopra. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.